Harmonia, the ancient word for the union of melody and harmony and the music of the spheres. I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join me for the next hour as today's performers of medieval, Renaissance, and Baroque music bring to life the music of the distant past. Just when you think you've heard everything there is to hear from the Baroque, a name pops up that makes you sit up, listen, and enjoy. This week on Harmonia, we'll explore music associated with a man that the New Grove Dictionary of Music and Musicians calls, quote, the most prominent German violinist of his day, Johann Georg Pisendel. We'll also listen to a new release by the ensemble Il Gardellino of music by Pisendel's star pupils, the Graun Brothers. The Laudamus Te from Johann Sebastian Bach's Mass in B minor was performed by soprano Isabelle Poulenard and La Petite Bande under the direction of Gustav Leonhardt. You'll have also noticed a prominent violin solo, in this case played by Sigiswald Keuchin. The aria itself comes from a part of the Mass called the Missa, which includes the Kyrie and Gloria. Composed in 1733, the Missa was dedicated to the Dresden court for some pretty important reasons. Bach not only wanted to impress a potential employer, but had specific musicians in mind when he composed. By including a virtuosic violin solo, he was acknowledging the abilities of the court orchestra's concertmaster, Johann Georg Pisendel. History has an odd way of evening out the playing field. Composers who were immensely famous in their day will more often than not end up in complete obscurity. This has certainly been the case for late Baroque Dresden, where we find names like Heinichen, Zelenka, Weiss, and even Hasse, who have only come to rediscovery in the past few decades. To this group we can add Pisendel, who in his day was a famous composer and virtuoso violinist.
Thank you.
Piesendel's Sonata in D Major for Violin and Basso Continuo. It was performed by Anton Steck, violin, and Christian Rieger, harpsichord. Welcome back to Harmonia. We're listening to music associated with Baroque composer Johann Georg Piesendel. Like many German musicians of the Baroque, Piesendel traveled to France and Italy earlier in life in order to enrich his musical abilities. While in Venice, he became a student and colleague of Antonio Vivaldi. That connection was to last a lifetime, as Vivaldi would later dedicate some of his compositions to both Piesendel and the Dresden Hofkapelle Orchestra. We'll hear Vivaldi's Concerto for Orchestra in F Major, originally dedicated to the orchestra in Dresden. It's performed by the Freiburg Baroque Orchestra.
Thank you.
Music by Antonio Vivaldi. His Concerto for Orchestra in F Major was performed by the Freiburg Baroque Orchestra. You're listening to Harmonia, a program of early music that comes to you from the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. Partial support for Harmonia comes from Penco Incorporated of Bedford, Indiana. Partial support also comes from Early Music America, publisher of Early Music America magazine, on the web at www.earlymusic.org. I'm Angela Mariani. On Harmonia this week, we're exploring the music surrounding German composer and violinist Johann Georg Pisendel. Antonio Vivaldi was not the only Venetian to have dedicated music to his German friend. The dilettante composer Tommaso Albinoni also wrote with Pisendel in mind. Whereas Vivaldi composed both small and large-scale music, Albinoni kept it simple. He dedicated only sonatas for violin and basso continuo. We'll hear Albinoni's sonata in B-flat major performed by La Serenissima.
Thank you.
a violin sonata in B-flat major composed by Tommaso Albinoni for his friend Johann Georg Pisendel. It was performed by La Serenissima. On Harmonia this week, we're listening to music associated with Baroque composer Johann Georg Pisendel. As a composer, Pisendel was probably more clever than most. This is evident in the next piece we'll listen to, the second and third movements of his Concerto in D major. If you've been listening to the whole program, you'll notice that the final movement will be a little familiar. In fact, it's based on the last movement of his violin sonata that we heard at the top of the program. If you've just joined in, don't worry. You're about to hear some of the finest music by one of the most famous violinists of the late German Baroque.
Thank you.
The final two movements from Piesendahl's Concerto in D Major, performed by the Freiburg Baroque Orchestra under the direction of its soloist, Gottfried von der Goltz. With some fortunate coincidence, we move on from master to student in this week's new release of music by Johann Gottlieb Graun and Karl Heinrich Graun. Of the many students that Piesendahl taught, his finest pupils were undoubtedly the Graun brothers. The ensemble Il Gardellino has produced an exciting new recording of collaborative Graun concertos that feature some unlikely combinations. We'll hear the final movement of the Concerto Grosso in G major for flute, violin, viola da gamba, cello, and basso continuo.
Thank you.
We heard the Allegro from the Concerto Grosso in G for flute, violin, viola da gamba, cello, and basso continuo by brothers Johann Gottlieb Graun and Karl Heinrich Graun from a new CD by Il Gardellino. Harmonia is a production of WFIU and comes from Indiana University. More information at harmonia.indiana.edu. Additional resources have come from the Early Music Institute and the Thomas Binkley Archive of Early Music Recordings at the Indiana University Jacobs School of Music. Technical support for Harmonia comes from KOHM at Texas Tech University in Lubbock, Texas. The writer for this edition of Harmonia was Bernard Gordillo. Listeners who enjoy Harmonia may also enjoy the Harmonia podcast and WFIU's Ether Game musical mini-quiz, available for download at WFIU.org with a click on the podcast button. Special thanks to WFIU studio engineer Mike Pashkash and our staff, Carrie Boyce, David Wood, Luann Johnson, and Scott Witzke. Harmonia's executive producer is Christina Kuzmich, and I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Harmonia.